USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Senator Chris Van Hollen, the Democrat from Maryland, won the Democrat primary Tuesday night. Van Hollen is seeking a second six-year term in the Senate. Senator Mitch McConnell, the Republican from Kentucky, is sounding the alarm on Democrats' continued spending during a time of inflation.
For the better part of a year, our colleagues have been trying to cook up legislation that would make life harder for small businesses, attack affordable American energy, and hike income taxes on families in every single tax bracket. Apparently, for most Washington Democrats, spending the country into inflation actually wasn't enough.
Bipartisan legislation passed on Tuesday would repeal the Defense of Marriage Act and enshrine marriage equity into federal law. The legislation was approved 267 to 157 in a House vote. USA Radio News.
Paid for by Government.com. Have you heard? The 2022 Proof Silver Eagle coin sold out at the U.S. Mint almost immediately, but a recent stash has hit the market. That's right. Brand new 2022 coins in collector quality proof condition. Each 1 ounce pure silver coin bears the iconic W Mint mark for the West Point Mint, rarely seen on coins today. But you must hurry. Only a limited number of these special American Silver Eagles are available. Just call 1-800-895-7267 and you are guaranteed a 2022 W-proof Silver Eagle. These are sold out at the U.S. Mint. You must call now. To learn more, call 1-800-895-7267. If you order now, you'll receive free shipping and a bonus Collector Patriots Pack. Over a $33 value, free with every order. Call 1-800-895-7267 now to secure your new 2022 W American Silver Eagle coins before they are gone. That's 1-800-895-7267.
China's government warned on Tuesday that it would take forceful measures if House Speaker Democrat Nancy Pelosi visits Taiwan next month. Pelosi and her large entourage are also planning to visit Indonesia, Japan, Malaysia, and Singapore, and spend time in Hawaii at the headquarters of the U.S. Indo-Pacific Command. Multi-billionaire Elon Musk is going to court against Twitter sooner than he had wished.
A judge is ruling in favor of Twitter against Elon Musk in its request for a fast trial. Twitter is suing Musk for backing out of his $44 billion deal. They say he continually disparaged Twitter since signing the merger agreement and wants to shift the cost of the market loss to stockholders. Musk, meanwhile, says that Twitter deceived him on the amount of bot accounts on the site. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air. Starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler. And I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream, or search your favorite podcast app.
U.S. stock markets recorded the biggest one-day gains in nearly a month Tuesday as investors reacted positively to a fresh batch of company earnings report. The Standard & Poor's 500 added 2.8%, the tech-focused NASDAQ composite gained 3.1%, and the Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 2.4%. As it has for billions of years, it gets hot in the summer and cold in the winter. Climate change activists, including children barely old enough to do simple math and their fear-mongering to push an agenda, is blasted across mainstream media and publications across the interwebs. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres Monday pushed the fear-mongering with calls of climate collective suicide.
This has to be the decade of decisive climate action. That means trust, multilateralism, and collaboration. We have a choice, collective action or collective suicide.
All the water on this planet it is billions of years old. Yet when you take a drink today, it's as fresh as it can be. Former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich on Fox News also calls out the gloom and doom of climate activism.
They don't mind flying around the world in private planes. They don't mind having huge houses with enormous amounts of air conditioning. They don't mind the size of their carbon footprint. It's a classic example. What you have is a power elite which thinks that climate is the emotional excuse to control the rest of us.
I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.